The Executive Director of WACAM, an environmental and human rights NGO, Daniel Owusu-Granton, has called on the government to place a moratorium on the granting of mining licenses to enable it to assess the environmental and human impact of surface mining. He also called for a land use policy to avoid the situation where some lands are earmarked for mining. Speaking to Radio Ghana after protests by residents of Yayaso in the Eastern Region and Donkro in Kwanta in the Branch Afro Region, Mr. Owusu-Granton appeals to the government to respect the free, prior and informed consent provision in the ECOWAS Directive on Mining, which it ratified last year. He spoke to Sethiya.
A very good innovation in the ECOWAS Directive on Mining is the free, prior informed consent. And say that communities that will be affected by large projects like mining should be free from intimidation, harassment, manipulation from either government or companies. And they should have information on the positive and negative aspects of the project. And they should have the chance or the opportunity to say yes or no to a project. It strengthens the rights of indigenous people to self-determination. And government has ratified it, and in 2010, November or so, government gazetted it. So in the spirit of the ECOWAS Directive that government has ratified and gazetted in this country, government must be seen to be responding to the problems of community people, especially those who say that we want to remain farmers. We have had information, we know so much about what is happening in the mining world. And companies also have a certain responsibility to respect the free, prior and informed consent of communities affected by mining. And if you look at the case of Donkro Kwanta and Yayaso, the people have spoken clearly that they don't want mining or they don't want the mining project.
You mentioned Yayaso and Donkro Kwanta. In these areas, we have traditional rulers assisting the mining company in carrying out some of these projects. What do you think has become of our traditional authorities?
We need to understand that the mining lobby needs allies in pursuing their agenda and their interests. They need allies from government, they need allies from NGOs, they need allies from faith-based organizations, they need allies from the media, they need allies from chiefs. So they will stop at nothing. Do you allow corporate interest because of their financial and lobbying might to get you to their side, or you want to protect the long-term interests of your people? I think this must become very clear. Security agencies, the mining companies are able to lobby them to do their bidding.
Looking at the situation in mining communities, is it time for the country or the government to come out with a land use policy or plan?
That is exactly so. But I think that it is time for us as a nation to place a moratorium on the granting of new mining leases for us to assess where we are now. I think it's normal for every human being to act and reflect. So we have been acting and collecting, you know, monies and giving concessions and doing many things in the mining center. What prevents us from halting and look back? Guinea, for example, has done it. They've shown the way. They are trying to get the best for mining. But if we continue granting mining leases without looking back to see what mining has done to us in terms of the environmental problems, in terms of social and economic problems, displacement of communities, water pollution and all those things, then we may not be moving on the path of actually using mining for poverty reduction.
Executive Director of WACAM, Daniel Owusu-Granton, talking to Seth A. Yeah.